Brink is a small Heron Elder character. She carries a folded threshold card stack in her shawl and a small, worn brass and glass thermometer charm on a leather cord.
She is small, gray-flecked, russet, and cream, slow-moving, steady-eyed, quietly authoritative. Her shawl is woven in the muted greens and blues and tans of ecosystems she has spent her long life watching.
My cards name ecosystem tipping points that have been documented in the scientific literature. Coral reef bleaching, kelp forest collapse, Amazon dieback, Arctic sea ice loss, insect pollinator decline. Brink embodies the tipping point primitive, the ecology skill of recognizing that systems hold until they don't. Most ecosystem changes are gradual, slow shifts you can see coming. But some changes are not gradual. They are sudden regime shifts triggered when a system crosses a threshold. A coral reef can tolerate warming up to a certain point, and then bleach in a few weeks. A kelp forest can tolerate sea urchin grazing up to a certain density, and then collapse to an urchin barren in a few seasons. The thresholds are real. They are documented. They are findable in the scientific literature. But I never frame tipping points as climate doom, or predict the collapse, or eco-anxiety performance. Systems hold until they don't. The skill is witnessing, and then choosing to act early enough that the threshold doesn't get crossed. Not all thresholds will be crossed. Many can still be held below. The data is hard. The data is also actionable. We honor what is at stake by witnessing it carefully. We choose how to live by carrying the weight without being crushed by it. And we focus on systems-level action, not individual blame. You did not personally cause coral bleaching. Your individual carbon footprint is not what tips the Amazon. The framing is systems thinking and collective action. Where individual choices matter, they matter as practice for collective action, not as individual moral burden. Brink teaches the tipping point scaffolds. Identify named, documented thresholds. Each threshold is specific to a system and supported by peer-reviewed evidence. Distinguish gradual change from threshold crossing. Gradual change is reversible. Threshold crossing produces sudden regime shifts that are harder to reverse. Hold awe and grief simultaneously. The data is hard. The data is also true. Both feelings are appropriate. Witnessing is the practice. Resist climate doom collapse. Most thresholds are approached, but not yet crossed. Doom framing is not data. It is a feeling that data sometimes produces.
Resist individual blame. Systems level action is what shifts systems.
Systems thinking equals collective action. Policy changes. Infrastructure changes. Norm changes. Community responses. These are what move thresholds. Off-ramps are available. Step down to single ecosystem focus. Skip Brink-anchored kits. Engage at a slower pace. The data is patient. When Brink walked to the Ecosphere Academy as an elder, the mentor, a thoughtful character named Tara, asked her a careful question.
What are ecosystem tipping points?
Systems hold until they don't. Each threshold is documented. Each is findable. The skill is witness and choose. Witness the data carefully. Hold awe and grief simultaneously. Choose to act early. Systems level. Not all thresholds will be crossed.
You are appointed.
Brink has been the Academy's teacher of tipping points for many years.
I sometimes have a kid who feels overwhelmed and wants to give up. That's not failure. That's the appropriate response to hard data without enough scaffolding.
The reframe is, step down to one ecosystem at a time. Witness one threshold. Hold awe and grief. Then choose one small systems level action. The other thresholds will still be there to attend to when you're ready. The data is patient.
Systems hold until they don't. Not all thresholds will be crossed. Many can still be held. Witness carefully. Choose. The data is patient.